This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what schedule it is. It must be lower than Schedule 1 because Schedule 1 is the feds determining that the drug has absolutely no medical use. This one can be prescribed, so, you know, something lower than that. But it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And so we're talking about this telehealth thing, and actually Jay in our chat room over at chat.freetalklive.com, he says they advertise Adderall telehealth all the time. They basically give you a questionnaire if you wonder if you have ADHD, then you pay this company money, you get an online consultation, and then a script for a monthly fee. It stops just short of saying they'll pretty much give it to you no matter what, LOL. So I know nobody that, you know, you've been interested in this. I think you are a prescribed user of Adderall. Have you heard about any of these online options? Have you considered them?
I have heard of them. I'm more or less doing telehealth in that I just call in each month and say I need a new prescription. So. And that's been saving a lot of money because it used to be that I had to go and sit in the doctor's office for an hour.
Right.
Every
That's just crazy.
And, you know, it would cost $100 or $150.
So they don't charge you as much when you just call in?
No.
Okay. All right, good. But did you have to go for the initial consult in the actual hospital or the doctor's office?
Yeah, I'm getting it from my primary care physician. So, okay. So I do, she has seen me.
So this is a little bit different than in that these people have never seen this guy in real life. They've never actually had to sit in front of the man in an actual office and have a conversation in that way. So it's getting even simpler. It's getting even lower cost because what happened when the marijuana certifications or whatever, the medical certificates for that went online, that really just opened up the floodgates for options for people, because it used to be you would have only been able to go in your local area to find a doctor that would have been okay with prescribing marijuana under the state program, and then the telehealth thing just completely opened, you know, the floodgates, because now you can choose any of these online options. The price of the visitation has gone down to the bottom of the barrel. You know, you can go and get one of these marijuana certificates from California doctors, like through these online houses, for $30. $30, $35 or something like that. It's nothing. And again, I don't know what the Adderall ones cost, but I bet you they're pretty affordable too. In the story here, we're talking about ketamine. The man in question is a South Carolina physician, and his name is Scott Smith. He says he's got 3,000 patients, and half of them, more than half, are going through this telehealth route. And it's due to an emergency declaration which waived a requirement during COVID, and I guess it's still in place, for healthcare providers to see patients in person in order to prescribe controlled substances. Now, this is particularly noteworthy because controlled substances, the DEA is kind of crazy about their protection racket here. Like, they are very careful about who they authorize to prescribe controlled substances, and they're very strict controls on how those are released.
They do some crazy stuff, too. I don't know if they take away the licenses, but I know, like, I know they do some crazy stuff of that nature if you prescribe too many
you could face
too
criminal
many controlled or if you prescribe too many controlled substances to too many people.
Correct.
Even though they all need it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, they're always walking the tightrope.
And to some extent, this exposes their game, I think, because really they're kind of confessing that what we really want is the money. What's important to us is to force your money into the cartel. And if we can do that with no medical, no actual medical requirements, that's fine. We just want your money.
The waiver has enabled the man to build a national ketamine practice from his home outside Charleston and fueled a boom among telehealth companies that have raised millions from investors. As the urgency around COVID-19 subsides, many expect the waiver to expire this spring. Companies, of course, are lobbying to extend it, and patients are bracing for a disruption to purely virtual care. Quote, I would not have wanted to do this if I had to go to a clinic, said Steve, a Chicago resident who works in public relations and who spoke on the condition his last name be withheld because of the stigma around the drug. Ketamine, he says, has helped his bipolar disorder more than any other medication. We'll have to ask Sarah when she calls in if she's ever tried ketamine because she claims bipolar.
Oh, she does claim bipolar, yeah. Doesn't she?
He said that, and he wants to continue taking it. Quote, it's just not going to happen if that regulation changes, unquote. So he didn't want to go physically to a doctor. He feels more secure, maybe a little more anonymous or whatever, even though obviously you still have to give up your name and ID and things like that. But it's just being a little bit more disconnected, being at a distance, makes this guy feel a little bit better about, you know, he's not having to physically walk into the ketamine clinic.
Right.
You know, no one's going to see him doing this. According to the story here, the DEA in 2020 temporarily waived the requirement that prescribers meet patients in person before treating them with several classes of drugs, from opioids to certain treatments for depression. DEA spokesbureaucrats said the agency's working on regulations to allow this permanently, but declined to provide details or a timeline. Of course, the best solution here would be to abolish the DEA entirely. But no one in Congress is ever going to propose anything like that. At least eight companies have begun providing ketamine by telehealth since the start of the pandemic. Between Just Smith and two of the better-known companies, New Life and MindBloom, more than 10,000 patients have been treated at home. Virtual ketamine startups say they're making the treatment vastly more accessible and improving patients' lives, but many psychiatrists, including those who believe in ketamine's promise for treating mental illness, worry that having patients taking it outside of a doctor's direct supervision is a step too far too soon.
I mean, it's not like these people
they're not going to be getting paid.
Right.
It's not like these people are not... None of these people are taking it in front of their doctors anyway, right?
Well,
like,
that's true.
This whole idea that it's in direct supervision of the doctor is just nonsense.
Ridiculous.
It's some sort of like...
That's not
pill
always
or something,
the
right?
case, because in a lot of these cases with depression, they're doing a 40-minute IV drip. Mm. And if you've got an IV, then yes, you are in a clinical environment, probably.
Well, in this case, this doctor is prescribing just tabs,
yeah.
So he's not doing the IV thing.
Okay, maybe I'm a little bit wrong. I suspect it's most of the people, though. Am I wrong?
They're self-diagnosing me or self-dosing?
They're taking some sort of
pill
or something,
yeah.
Right? It's
yeah.
not. It's not. Most of these aren't drip-based. I wouldn't think.
Well, at least of the ones that are getting the online,
right,
they're almost all going
to
be pill.
They have to be. How else would they do it?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they might crush them up and snort them. I don't know. But
I mean, it's not impossible. I used to give my wife IVs at home.
Yeah, it's true.
For cancer, but...
It's probably a little bit different, though.
But you're absolutely right, Nobody.
A little bit, but, you know, it's definitely more sophisticated than just taking a tablet. It takes... You have to know how to do it, and they will teach you.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. This is definitely those psychiatrists who are complaining about this. They're mad because they're losing out, right? Like, they used to have a lockdown on this particular drug, and now they can be prescribed from online, and their services aren't necessary anymore. And so they're crying from the rooftop saying, oh, this could be really bad. This could be really dangerous. You need our help.
You know what it comes down to is it's creating competition in the marketplace where there didn't used to be competition. And, you know,
no one likes that.
This is actually kind of a big...
Nobody likes that.
No one in business.
Right. And this is kind of a bigger thing than just like that, right? Because you go to school, get your doctor, yeah, right? But really, what is that? There's a limited number of those they give out, and it's severely limited relative to the number of people capable of getting those degrees.
So you've got the limit on the doctors, and then the limit on the people that are able to prescribe this one highly controlled medication.
In the 80s and 90s, the federal government was paying hospitals not to train doctors.
We're going to continue here in moments.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up anything you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160, especially if you've had experience with the telehealth phenomenon that has been expanding over the years. And I think for the better. I'm really glad to see these things happening. I have had some experience with the cannabis online prescription thing. I tried that a few years back, and it was super easy. I mean, you fill out a form online, and then a doctor calls you up on, Skype or whatever, Zoom or something like that, and you have literally a two-minute conversation, and the doctor's like, oh, cannabis helps you with sleeping? Yeah. Yes, it does. Okay, here's your prescription. It's basically like a really quick, like faster than you would even expect it to be. They're just churning out these prescriptions, and it sounds like that's what's going on with ketamine now as well. And I think that's for the better.
Yeah, I always have to wonder, like, why isn't it like, when they make you come in, like they do all this extra stuff that has nothing to do with the reason that you came in.
Yeah.
For and it's kind of funny because like they have less and less time to deal with patients. And it's like, and then when you actually need them to talk to you, it's like they don't have time for you. It's like, can't we just like shorten this to, prescriptions through some sort of telehealth, especially for stuff like this, that you don't need to see a doctor,
Really don't. People can make their own decision. It's your body.
Right.
If you know that something works for you, then that's all that you need to know. Right? Like, you don't need to have some expert tell you that you're right.
You know, the other crazy thing is, like, you'd think you would be talking to, like, more like a pharmacist, right? Somebody who knows the drugs. Mm-hmm. Because that's not really what the doctors are trained in. It just seems so bizarre that you go to a doctor to prescribe something that the doctor doesn't necessarily know that much about relative to, like, somebody who's an expert in the drug field, right?
Yeah, it's a cartel.
Yeah.
As we were discussing earlier, the number of doctors is artificially limited. And then it's limited even further by the DEA that has a specific level of control over certain substances and who can issue the prescriptions for them. Before we go on here with the story about the telehealth, though, I do want to let you know about the Socratic Experience. This is a way for you to get your child the same elite education found at Oxford at an affordable price. And it's thanks to an online system that was set up by Michael Strong. He's a highly acclaimed, globally known educator. He launched his online academy called the Socratic Experience, where students learn through philosophical dialogue and are engaged in a highly social and inspiring learning environment. The Socratic Experience nurtures your child's unique genius. It's a proven school where their students have gotten into the most prestigious universities and highly selective companies. You can go to SocraticExperience.com/FTL. You can download the parent guide there and get 20% off your first year's tuition. That's 20% off by going to SocraticExperience.com/FTL. Class space is limited. So we're going to continue here a little bit more about this doctor who's got thousands of patients online that he's prescribing ketamine to. And apparently they're saying ketamine is really helpful for people that have anxiety and depression. And we hear about this all the time, especially with young people these days, that they're always talking about how they got anxiety and depression. And so, maybe this can help them with that. And why should they have to sit in a doctor's office for hours at a time every 3 months or whenever it is that they, need to get a refill on one of these things or get the initial prescription? According to the story here, we're again talking about how the DEA has waived the requirement temporarily, quote unquote, starting in 2020, and they're saying it may be re-restricted as soon as this spring unless something is done to extend this. Supposedly, the DEA is going to, quote unquote, work on regulations to allow the exemption permanently, but there's no details or a timeline about that. For now, there have been more than 10,000 patients who've been treated at home just with this online ketamine prescription thing. Now, the doctor they interviewed here, who is Scott Smith, he says that the federal waiver should be made permanent and is unbothered by critics who question the wisdom of mailing ketamine to patients at home. He says, quote, I'm like a medic running around on the battlefield taking care of wounded people, and ketamine helps the people that I'm taking care of, he said. It has long been used in hospitals for anesthesia and abused recreationally for its mind-altering properties. But in recent years, it's shown promise for delivering rapid relief to patients with mental health conditions who've tried conventional antidepressants without success.
you know, the funny thing is they look at their definition of abuse there. People take it and they feel better. Okay.
Right.
Well, what happens when you take it under a doctor's care? If it's working, you feel better. You know, there's not a big difference there except permission.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and there's also, it's important to note, there's always a, and people don't really talk about this, but when it comes to the legal use of any drug, there are different categories. And they always talk about, if it's illegal, it's abuse. But that's not true. There are people who use illegal drugs or drugs illegally that are just simply using them. Right, they are doing it on their own choice. They're doing it at their own discretion, their own choice of dosage and time and place and things like that. And many of those people are using those drugs in, if it's a recreational manner, they're using them in a responsible manner. And that's a huge difference from someone who is abusing those drugs, which suggests that the individual is just going whole hog and dosing all the time and hurting themselves and hurting their family and you know, losing their job, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the key thing I'm hearing from you, Ian, is that they're using it basically in many cases identically to whether to the person who would have the same thing prescribed to them.
In many cases,
yeah. So,
yeah, an example of this is during the pandemic, the government randomly sent me an insurance card, but before that, instead of paying a doctor to get Adderall, I was ordering meth off the dark web. And the thing is that worked out fine so long as I dosed it the same way I dosed the Adderall, you know, which is about 20 milligrams, whereas people who are doing meth recreationally are doing, you know, sometimes they'll do half a gram in a day.
Woo.
So that's like, you know, 20, 25 times as much as I'm taking, or was taking. But yeah, it so long as you're reasonable with dosage, you know, it's a good substitute.
You know what people should probably compare to is alcohol, right? Like, you know, alcohol is you know, generally legal.
It's highly abused.
But it's highly abused, but yeah, not relative to the percentage of people not abusing it.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, most people are, I would hope, responsible drinkers.
Right. Most people who drink, well, I'll put quotes in responsibly, but responsibly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a small percentage that don't.
Yeah, usually about 10% of the users of any given drug will abuse it.
And they would abuse it anyway, right? Like,
right.
Well, they would be abusing something, the thing. If you take a particular drug away from them, they'll find something else.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we got more coming up here. If you want to share your experience, maybe you've done the ketamine thing online and it's been working great for you. And what, you know, how has it helped you? If you want to tell your own story, you can do that. Coming up, Chris is going to tell us about the Informed Consumers Act. Hey, I like informed consumers. This must be a good piece of legislation.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA News update. Police confirm an arrest has been made in the murder of four Idaho college students. Victoria Idoni has more.
Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry.
Koberger resides in Pullman, Washington, and is a graduate student at Washington State University.
Police say DNA evidence links the 28-year-old criminology PhD student to the scene.
The November 13th stabbing death shocked the nation and led to an intense investigation that dragged on for weeks. Former President Trump's tax returns are out after a long legal fight. House Democrats released 6 years of tax records dating back to before he became president. The documents show Trump paid no taxes in 2020, claiming large business losses. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is retiring. He turned 82 on Christmas Eve. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us. Me and Chris and nobody in the studio tonight. Nobody's actually out of the studio, but hopefully we'll be rejoining us soon. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can bring up absolutely anything you want. It doesn't have to be about this this telehealth thing. We're looking at ketamine, which is something that has always kind of, you know, had its medical uses and had its recreational uses as well. And now it's easier to get than ever thanks to, of all people, the DEA during COVID providing an emergency declaration waiving the requirement for doctors to have to see patients in person. And that has freed up this market in a way that has been previously unheard of, in that now anybody can, you know, as long as they've got the DEA approval to prescribe ketamine, they can prescribe it to somebody over the phone or over a video screen, basically, which means that you, if you're a doctor willing to do this, you're opening up your marketplace to the entire United States instead of just, you know, 60 miles around or whatever. So it can really open up a business for somebody. And in this case, this guy that they're interviewing here, a doctor outside of Charleston, Scott Smith, he has now has thousands of patients. The majority of them are online patients for ketamine. Now, they have a lot of requirements around the prescriptions of ketamine. According to the story here at the Washington Post, the FDA had approved a nasal spray derived from ketamine called Spravato in 2019 to treat severe depression. But that approval came with strict guardrails to ensure patient safety, a nod to known side effects such as altered consciousness and increases in blood pressure. The FDA requires that patients be monitored by healthcare professionals for 2 hours after they take Spravato, in addition to mandating certain steps for clinics and pharmacies. These safety measures may have unintended consequences. Some ketamine scholars say, rather than going through the extensive FDA requirements, more patients and doctors may turn to what is known as off-label ketamine, ordering the generic variety that the FDA has approved for anesthesia to instead treat depression. Ketamine clinics have opened up across the nation to provide the generic version through an IV infusion, which is, I guess, what you were talking about earlier, Nobody.
Yeah, that was the original Johns Hopkins study.
Well,
IV drips.
And well, now, with a federal waiver of requirements to treat patients in person, more healthcare professionals and venture capital-backed startups are prescribing ketamine in the form of dissolving tablets that patients can take at home. The growing use of off-label ketamine outside direct medical supervision has aroused concern among some psychiatrists who worry there isn't enough evidence to show it's safe. Gerard Sanacora, the director of the Yale Depression Research Program, who led a team that pioneered ketamine to treat depression, said, "I'm very concerned about treatments that deviate too far from the standard recommendations given by the FDA. I really do believe that is one of the major advances of psychiatry in the past half century, but we have to be very careful to continue to develop this responsibly." And, you know, once again here, this is just somebody who's a complete inside-the-system person who says, oh, well, doctors can't make their own decisions with their own patients about what's working for them. You have to follow the FDA's rules.
Yeah, I mean, and you have to really wonder, like, what's holding back? I mean, if this one doctor alone has thousands of patients, what's holding back a study? The only thing holding back a study is the government.
That's a good point. I understand the concern, said Juan Pablo Capello, the chief of a Miami-based company, New Life, spelled N-U-E, New Life, launched in 2021 to provide virtual ketamine therapy. He said further, "What really I spend my time thinking about is suffering that's going on today and how to alleviate it." Among telehealth companies offering ketamine, the details vary, but the model is similar. Patients meet with a doctor virtually to determine whether ketamine therapy is appropriate. If so, a provider orders generic ketamine lozenges from a pharmacy. The patient's mailed a dose with instructions to have a sitter present while they take the ketamine and to how to follow up after the experience. Prescribing practitioners work with patients to adjust the dose and monitor their symptoms. The telehealth model allows ketamine providers to offer the treatment at lower cost than infusion clinics, which can run hundreds of dollars per session. So not only does this make the actual prescribing of it easier, in that you don't have to physically go to a doctor's office, it makes the dosing of it easier, because you don't have to go into some other office to get an IV drip. You can just take a pill at home with your loved one sitting there to make sure that you don't go into some sort of, I don't know, K-hole or something.
I mean, and the crazy thing is, it's not like you can't get medical help if something doesn't go right. You know, it's like, as long as there's somebody sitting next to you, well, guess what? You can still go and get medical help.
Yeah, and we're not hearing about, like, some crazy number of stories about people going into K-holes from taking these these pills. I mean, if there was an epidemic out there, you can better believe that the drug, the drug prohibitionists would be pushing those stories.
Mm.
Right? If somebody goes into a K-hole, which is what they call it, by the way, when you take too much ketamine, you basically get tranquilized. Like, it's horse tranquilizer, right?
Mm.
When you go into the
I don't know if they use it with cats or with horses. I think cats and dogs mostly.
Is the horse tranquilizer something else?
PCP.
Oh, okay. Well,
which does not tranquilize humans.
What does it do?
It's a very strong psychedelic, and it can be nasty stuff. I don't recommend it at all.
So, according to the story here, Ryan Magnuson is the chief executive of ketamine provider WonderMed. He said in a statement, quote, "At home, ketamine has increased accessibility for those who may not have access to ketamine clinics due to physical location, cost, and time commitments. Further, these telehealth providers are trying to translate their patients' experiences into a scientifically rigorous proof that ketamine is safe and effective to take at home." So it sounds like they are trying to do the study that you were suggesting, Chris. Company websites highlight research findings alongside images of blissful-looking people in warm hues, though the scientific claims at time lack context. For instance, New Life cites an American Psychiatric Association publication that ketamine's effects are rapid and robust, without mentioning another passage in same paper, quote, "We strongly advise against the prescription of at-home self-administration of ketamine," unquote. The association still maintains this view. But that's the American Psychiatric Association.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the same group of people that in this entire article, every time they interview one of them, they're always talking about how you shouldn't be able to do this at home. And you need to be under their provision, under their offices, under their...
And paying them.
Right, spending hundreds of dollars per session.
Yeah, this is the same group that says homosexuality is a mental disorder or disease or something.
The
Psychiatric
Association.
Yep. There's a and the way they get to their results is not through science or, you know, studies. It's through basically a board voting on what should be in it. There's no science behind it.
So it's political.
It's all political. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. WonderMed proclaims that over 90% of patients see an improvement in anxiety and depression. But that is among those who have reported on their well-being, and some 40% have not. MindBloom similarly touts 89% of its clients report improvement for these conditions, but the figure comes from a study where more than half of the participants did not report any follow-up data. Despite incomplete data, the study is a point of pride for MindBloom. Their chief executive and a ketamine patient himself, Dylan Bynan, said that it is the largest ever peer-reviewed study on ketamine therapy, showing that 63% of over 1,200 patients had a clinically significant improvement in their anxiety and depression, and fewer than 5% reported side effects. So, I mean, these are pretty important numbers here. Study had some limitations. It didn't compare ketamine treatment with a control group receiving a placebo, which is the gold standard for gauging a drug's safety and impact. That is something that they shouldn't have probably left out. I mean, generally when you're doing studies on drugs, you always want to do a placebo study as well. Because in a lot of cases, the placebo will do as well as the drug, which is kind of an interesting thing to look at. But then again, these people aren't the actual drug manufacturers. They're just the people that are trying to connect the users with the things they want, for whatever reason they want it. Now, the question is, can you crush up one of these pills, or are there things in them that that prevent you from doing it that way? Like, you know, a drug user may not want to take it orally, but they may put other things in there to make that difficult. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show. Bring up whatever you want here. This is free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Coming up, we're going to get into the Informed Consumers Act. Is it what it sounds like? What was the Patriot Act? What it sounded like? We'll find out. Chris has a story about that coming up here. With you tonight, you do have Ian, Chris, and Nobody, and the phones are open if you want to join the show. Of course, the number is 603-283-6160. We're in a fairly in-depth story here about ketamine being made available online through, what is an emergency declaration by the DEA. That has allowed for doctors to prescribe ketamine online during, quote-unquote, the pandemic. Now, of course, there have actually been whole businesses that have been created within just the last 2 years that have focused on doing online prescriptions for ketamine for people that have anxiety and depression. And there are a lot of people who apparently suffer from anxiety and depression these days. So the marketplace is expanding. In this way, and the folks who are doing this business, they're saying that it's helping people. They're saying they've helped thousands of people get this, what they're calling life-saving medication here, and they're worried that the federal government is going to undo all of this helpful, you know, provisions that they put into place this as soon as this spring, that they may just shut it down again, lock it down again, make it so you have to go back to a physical doctor to get these things.
I mean, wasn't the whole implementation of this current regime, previous regime, I guess, just to make it harder for people? It wasn't like there was a safety component, even argued. It was just to make it harder because there were too many people abusing it. Isn't that how it got started? Because weren't the prescriptions, it didn't used to be the case, I thought, that you had to go back again and again and again to get a prescription every month. It was just...
Well, you would normally get, a couple refills, and then you'd have to go back to see the doctor. Isn't that typically how
prescriptions
work? I don't know.
Nobody, are you any more familiar with this? See there? Nobody, you there?
I'm sorry, I missed that. I missed the question.
Yeah, I was under the impression that it used to be, you know, maybe 20 years ago, you know, you get a prescription and you wouldn't have to go back, you know, every month to get it, like, renewed, like, to see a doctor every month. And that was something that they implemented in the last decade or so. Do you know about what it was before?
That does not apply to controlled substances. You cannot get a refill on a controlled substance.
Oh, so you always have to go back to the doctor every time?
Or now you can call in.
Right.
But what was it before, two decades ago? Was it that way still back then? Because I thought they changed that at some point, like in the last decade or so.
I don't know in that much detail.
Okay. Well, if you do know the answer to Chris's question, the number is 603-283-6160. A little bit more here from this story, the Washington Post. Again, the guy is Scott Smith, who's the doctor they've been focusing on in this story. He used to work in an emergency room in the early 1990s, and at the time he knew that ketamine was a drug that could be used to sedate patients. His understanding began to shift with the experience of his wife, who, after suffering from depression, had tried ketamine infusions. He said,
supposed to do that while you're suffering from depression, not after.
I think she was still suffering from depression. But he said that,
otherwise you're just closing the barn door after the horse is out.
Yeah, he said he had lost the person that he had married, and he said that after her ketamine treatment, quote, "I got my college girlfriend back. That was a life-changing event," he said. He describes himself as a person who gets obsessed with things, and they describe the things that he's interested in. Ketamine is his latest fixation. He closed his brick-and-mortar family practice during the pandemic to focus on ketamine by telemedicine, where patient demand was higher. People began reaching out to him on Reddit, where he posts under the handle Ketamine Dr. Smith to see if he could treat them. With a federal public health emergency declaration, he could. It took getting licensed in states where the patients lived, though, he said. He went all in, obtaining licenses in 45 states in addition to South Carolina, according to the Washington Post review of state licensing databases. His Louisiana license expired in May. In July, an Alabama law required telehealth providers to meet patients in person to prescribe a controlled substance like ketamine. Initially, though, he said it was like building a bridge while you're driving across it. His wife, Catherine, his medical assistant, added, "We're really saving more lives than we ever did in our primary care practice." Smith estimates that about 5% of patients who come to him aren't good candidates for ketamine therapy, and he declines to treat them. Occasionally, younger patients will ask for a prescription simply because they want to try the drug. He says they think it's like an internet service. There's like a drive-through window at McDonald's for ketamine. Smith only treats patients for a legitimate medical purpose, he says, usually for depression, anxiety, or post-traumatic stress disorder. His patients generally pay $250 a month, which includes the supply of ketamine, 10 tablets at a time. Seems a little hefty.
Yeah,
but then again, I don't know what ketamine costs. And follow-up. And then they did point out that the IV thing, you got to pay hundreds of dollars per dose. So I guess 10 tablets for $250 is a lot cheaper.
You know what seems weird about it, too, though, is it sounds like it's including the ketamine as opposed to... Yeah, as opposed to, you know, getting a prescription, and then what you're really paying for is the medicine.
In contrast, you can get a gram of ketamine for, like, $50 on the dark web.
Okay. That sounds a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going with the later approach.
But then if you get caught with it and you don't have a prescription for it, then you're looking at criminal penalties, whereas if you have a prescription for it, then you're probably going to be okay.
That's probably true.
Right?
It'd be interesting to get the prescription once and make your future orders off the dark web.
This is not legal advice, but it is
not.
That is an interesting suggestion.
A lot of interesting things are bad ideas.
Yeah. More than half respond well, he says, of those who he treats, and he will prescribe ketamine for 6 months and then encourage them to stop taking it. Ketamine does, because, you know, in a lot of cases, some of these drugs that we've been seeing that are quote-unquote illegal or recreational, they're showing a lot of potential in some of these studies that are being done on people. We've talked about psilocybin and mushrooms for treating people with PTSD. Have they been doing mushrooms for depression? I feel like I've seen some study about that, but I'm I'm not 100%.
Yeah, mushrooms have also been used for depression.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, you know, we've seen some pretty interesting studies. MDMA also, I think, has been used in some pretty positive results. And what they found, at least in the mushroom studies that we've seen, that people that have PTSD who have tried every other, you know, sort of legitimate, quote-unquote, medical therapy for it and failed have had success with one dose of mushrooms.
Yeah, you know what else is interesting too is I mean, I don't know about this specifically, but I also am aware that with other drugs, in many cases, you can be on them for a couple years and then not need them anymore.
Right.
You can just kind of wean yourself off. And
unlike
and
antidepressants, where you have to take those for the rest of your life, in many cases.
Yeah, quite often the mushroom treatment, as I understand it, there would be three doses.
Right.
And that's lifetime.
Right, because you are actually, in those cases, you're addressing the actual root problems. Because you don't want to just treat something like depression or anxiety with a pill that tries to cover it up, which is essentially what a lot of these antidepressants are doing. They're just covering up the symptoms after the fact. Whereas when you go in with something like with mushroom therapy, for instance, or perhaps with this ketamine, I don't know enough about it, but with things like mushroom therapy, you can literally have someone cured in relatively short order. And this is something they've been studying now for close to, I think, most of 2 decades at this point. And it's very, very promising stuff.
Definitely.
According to the story here, by taking ketamine orally, patients absorb less of the drug and more slowly than they do if it's administered through an IV. Smith says he thinks this reduces the risk of side effects, because he doesn't physically watch patients take ketamine, he acknowledges it is possible for them to take the drug inappropriately, taking multiple doses at once to get a high, for instance, or selling the ketamine to others. Still, he says he has ways of holding patients accountable, such as having them do a pill count on screen to see if they're taking the doses as directed. He says that at first he scheduled virtual appointments with patients in the evening and would stay by his computer for 90 minutes. He said, because he was worried something might happen, he said, it was so incredibly uneventful and such a poor use of my time. If a competent adult has someone sit with them, that is adequate. He says he takes this seriously as far as, you know, he's worried he might have his medical license taken away. He could be fined. He could do jail time for continuing to treat people who may be abusing ketamine. Of some 3,000 patients, he said there have only been 2 who wanted to abuse the drug, and he stopped prescribing and arranged follow-up care for them. So I think this is great news. Kudos to this guy, and kudos to these companies that are, you know, taking some level of risk by sort of putting themselves out there as these online prescription services for this drug that, you know, it's got some negative publicity surrounding it. But they're doing it, and they're probably helping a lot of people in this case. And if a handful of people are getting some recreational ketamine from it, I don't think that's going to be the end of the world either.
They got recreational ketamine before.
Yeah,
there was always the dark web.
And there still is.
Right.
The number is 603-283-6160. You do your own research, though. Hour number 3 is coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.